This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. A new reality TV series called Draft Years, now airing on Sportsnet and the NHL Network. It's following six players from the CHL in their draft-eligible season. Of those players featured from the WHL, Portland's Paul Bittner and Kelowna's Nick Merkley. We'll chat with show producer Jeff Blundell in moments. And Edmonton Oil Kings forward Lane Bauer has been named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. It's called Draft Year, an inside look at what goes into a season of a top NHL draft prospect. Jeff Blundell is the producer with the series. We spoke this week. Jeff, first of all, let's talk about this year's format to follow six individual players rather than follow that team and the road to the Memorial Cup as we've seen over the past number of years.
Yeah, for the last couple of years, you know, we've covered the Saskatoon Blades, and then we covered the London Knights over in the O as they built up towards the Mem Cup. But this year we decided that it'd be more exciting to really get a taste of these individual players, because on every team, really, in the CHL, there's one or two guys that have their eye on the NHL draft, and those are sometimes the 17-year-olds are the most interesting guys on the team.
Now, you're following six players. We'll go over the six here, but for our listeners here in the Western Hockey League, Paul Bittner's quite the story in Portland with the Winter Hawks, as well as Nick Merkley, who is with the Kelowna Rockets, having a great start to his season.
Yeah, no disrespect to the rest of the players on the show, but Paul Bittner is a special, special guy. I've had two sort of jump out of the seat moments already with Paul. He's so big, and he works so hard. He's been by far the most exciting guy to hang around with.
He's very personable too, and that goes a long way when the bright lights are up as well.
Absolutely. All these guys are, I think all of them know what they're headed for. These aren't guys that are just going to be in the NHL someday. These are guys that are going to be stars. These are guys that are going to go in the first round. They're going to be the face of the franchise wherever they end up. And doing this show really has proven to be some pretty good media training for some of these guys.
What's the goal of the show? Is it to show the rigors of a player and all the pressures that go with a draft year? Is it to maybe show another side of the CHL hockey that maybe listeners and fans and viewers don't see? Or what's the overall goal from a production standpoint?
I think the goal is to show that these guys are 17 years old and to show what their life is like. Because they're not regular 17-year-olds. They go to school. We've gone to high school with a couple of the guys, and it's neat to see them chumming around there with their non-hockey friends. But then after school, boom, they go right to the rink, and you see how hard they work. At that point, they look more like NHLers because they keep those kind of hours and they work that hard. But then they go home, and they have to do their homework again. They're back at their desk doing their calculus homework.
You know, another thing about this is scouts want to know everything about these players. I mean, this is a big investment by NHL teams to draft a player, particularly in the first round. And that's where maybe you guys come in, too. You guys get to know these players so well on and off the ice that almost you become a resource as well for these NHL clubs.
It's becoming a bit of a funny thing. Around the arenas, whenever we're at these games, there's always a handful of NHL scouts, sometimes dozens, 20. There was 35 at a game the other night we were at. And the scouts are there to see them on the ice and see what they're doing from a strictly a hockey sense. But what we get to see is how they hang out with their friends and who are the real leaders in the locker room. Who are the guys that Paul Bittner's a great example. After practice one day, we said, "Hey, Paul, what are you doing? You know, we want to hang out with you for the afternoon." He said, "Well, I'm going to go and do some go-karting." And we're like, "Hey, that'd be great. Can you get a couple of your teammates? And we would, you know, we'll bring the cameras and shoot you as you're driving the go-karts." He said, "Yeah, no problem." Sticks his head in the room, and within a minute, 10 of his teammates are piling in their cars and heading over to race go-kart. Doubt that even as a 17-year-old, Paul Bittner's the leader of that team.
Nick Merkley, the other WHL player being focused on in draft year. What are we learning about Nick Merkley? He's out to a great start in Kelowna that has really battled the number one seed in the CHL top 10 rankings. There's a great organization down there in the Okanagan. But what are we learning about Nick Merkley so far?
Nick is really, it's neat to see the relationship between Nick and his older brother, Jay. We were fortunate enough to be in Kelowna for when Jay Merkley and the Swift Current Broncos were in town, and to see the two brothers hanging around off ice and all the experience, because Jay is now in his third, maybe it's his fourth year in the WHL, and the advice that he can give. So Nick isn't walking into this blind. He knows what the rigors are going to be like this year as he builds towards the draft.
And where can people catch these shows? I know that, you know, for our American listeners here, there is a special treat for them as you've just signed on a deal with the NHL Network as well.
Right, so it's on Sportsnet, and Monday night's going to be the prime slot, but Sportsnet will be airing it throughout the week as well, partly in conjunction with their Friday night DHL hockey games. But then in the States and in Canada as well, on the NHL Network. I don't have the airing dates yet, but the folks in the States will be able to see it there, because it's important to remember the Canadian Hockey League really is a two-nation league.
Sure.
And Paul Bittner is an American who's playing in Portland. We're also following Dylan Strome, a Canadian guy who's down in Erie, Pennsylvania, playing for the Otters.
Jeff, some great work over the years, particularly with the Saskatoon Blades there and the road to the Memorial Cup. I think a lot of people were really gripped by that series following the ups and downs of that team, and we look forward to the first season here of Draft here on Sportsnet. Thanks for your time here on WHL This Week, and good luck with that production, because I'm sure it's a big one.
Great. Thanks very much for having me.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Vancouver Giants, the Western Hockey League, and the entire hockey world is mourning the loss of hockey legend Pat Quinn. The Giants co-owner passed away last Sunday night at Vancouver General Hospital after a lengthy illness. The Giants majority owner Ron Toigo says Pat was an inspiration to all of us. He always said that respect was something that should be earned, not given, and the respect that he garnered throughout the hockey world speaks for itself. Pat Quinn will be sorely missed. Around the WHL this past week, teams have been honoring Quinn and his legacy with a moment of silence.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a week for second-year WHL forward Lane Bauer. 8 points, a +7 rating, and a Denny's WHL Player of the Week award. I asked Lane about his big week.
Yeah, I definitely can't take all the credit. I've been playing with Brett Pollock, and we just started to click. And when we're on, we're definitely on. But it seems like everything's been going my way, and I've had a couple lucky bounces here and there. I'm just happy I got a few goals last week.
What's it like now taking on a much bigger role with the Oil Kings this season? You were more of a support player last year as the team went all the way again back to the league final. Some big names have graduated. That's opened up some room for some of the younger players. So taking on that extra burden, that extra role, how's it been like for you this season?
It's been good. Last year we had a lot of high-end guys, so I pretty much just watched and I learned a lot from those guys. So I knew this year was a year for me to step up into a bigger role, and I'm just trying to fill that role.
Who did you look up to? Who did you gain some confidence, some knowledge from in your first season there with Edmonton to take into this season?
Curtis Lazar. I mean, the guy can do everything. He's a real good defensive forward, and that's kind of what I want to model myself after. I mean, I think to be a good centerman, you have to play a full 200-foot game.
Transition this year with a new head coach with Steve Hamilton. How's that been at Edmonton this year? Seems like you guys have right there again in the mix this season like you've been the past number of years.
Yeah, he's great. Everyone's pretty familiar with him. He definitely knows how to run the systems, and as long as we play by him, I think we'll be all right.
Lane, you're from Anchorage. So what's the transition like last year, first of all, where I'm sure Edmonton is pretty new to you, and you come all the way from up north in Alaska to a new city, a new environment. How has the transition been from, you know, being a raw rookie in the environment last year?
It was a little tough the first few weeks. I didn't know one person at camp, so I was kind of nervous to meet all the new guys. But I've been to Edmonton actually a few times before because I actually live with my aunt and uncle here in Edmonton. So it wasn't too hard.
Lane, when you're in Anchorage and you're growing up there, how much is known about the Western Hockey League? And I guess tell me your road to the WHL as you're now in your second season in the league.
Well, I think it's up and coming now. We got Alaska players getting drafted, but it was more of a college city. All my coaches were more pushing college. So, I mean, I was committed at the time, but I decided to make my move to WHL.
Well, Lane, big week for you. Denny's WHL Player of the Week. And again, big win in your last game against Swift Current. We appreciate your time here on WHL This Week, and keep it rolling.
All right, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Want to thank our guests, Jeff Blundell with Sportsnet, as well as Lane Bauer with the Edmonton Oil Kings. I'm John Keane. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.